We're about 22 and a half minutes before the hour, and really we've got a special program this morning, and we want to welcome two gentlemen, Dennis and Todd, who are with us this morning with, I think, some special information. And both of you have got somewhat difficult last names.
That's for sure.
Dennis.
Oler.
Dennis Oler, but the way you spell it, it looks something different. And Todd.
Schaffhauser.
Todd Schaffhauser. All right. What do you do?
Well, actually, Coleman, we're so excited to be here in this area in Lebanon. We've created a specialized program with our facility, our subacute facility, our skilled nursing facility, Quality, where we have a program dedicated to helping amputees recover at a very significant rate to get to back home, or as in Heartland, to get back to an assisted living facility if they're in need of skilled nursing. So it's such a traumatic situation when you lose a limb, and for our seniors who are diabetic, vascular disease, for the most part, having a program like this at Quality is paramount. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's a program that Todd and I developed over 30 years now. Our backgrounds, Todd and I, we were back in the late 80s. We were the fastest leg amputee sprinters in the world. Todd, as an above-the-knee amputee, actually ran 100 meters in 14 seconds on an above-knee prosthesis. And my 100-meter time back in Seoul, Korea, when we qualified for the United States to go to Paralympic competition, was 11.7 seconds. So you're talking that same year, less than 2 seconds behind the great Carl Lewis.
Wow.
And we had a stellar career. We were over a decade as professional amputee sprinters, and what we were doing in our first half of our careers was actually teaching amputees to learn to run. That was how we made our living. We were professional amputee sprinters. There was nobody doing this. And so in Todd's race in 1988, there was only five guys from all over the world. And so we traveled the world working for the manufacturers of the components, teaching amputees to run. But what we saw and what quickly became our passion is what we do today, which is the amputee walk-in school. And in this community, we have one of our best amputee walk-in schools that we have throughout the country. We have over now 24 cities and 14 states where we run this program with some major institutions, major hospital institutions. And so what we have created here, and we've had our second walking school, which was just last night, it's open to the community. It's over at the Phoenix Outpatient Rehab Facility. Dr. Terry is right across from there, an orthopedic surgeon that's in the area. And he was kind enough to introduce us to them so that we could host our amputee walking schools there. Our next walking school, that is a community-based program, is going to be at the end of this month, August 30th. It's open to the community. Any amputee can come. But if someone is in need of skilled nursing, this specialized program at Quality and our other three facilities throughout the Nashville area is available to them. And it's specialized in that we have this mentoring program where Todd and I have worked with well over 25,000 amputees all over the world, helping amputees all over the world. Then we have all of our physical therapists have all been trained in 3 hours of didactic techniques that we're accredited here in the state to teach physical therapists techniques to help amputees. And then we have our community amputee walk-in school. And I have to tell you, Coleman, that this area and the Tennessee area needs us desperately. The rate of amputation is through the roof because of diabetes. And the demographic down here, these folks really need us. And we saw just yesterday 5 new amputees at all of our facilities. We have 4 throughout the area. Younger and younger folks are suffering amputation because of lifestyle. You know, a lot of people, you know, with diabetes, younger and younger because of, you know, what we eat down here.
I'm amazed and awed here. Just
we were very famous, man. Very, very famous.
I really didn't know what I was getting into. I know that Quality Healthcare, we've been talking about doing this program maybe for a couple of months, and needed to find a time when you were available.
Right.
And so today is it. And you both walked in here. I wasn't very observant. I never noticed that.
Yeah, folks, you should have saw his face when we told him we were amputees.
Really?
I had to look.
Pulled back his chair, like looked at us like, oh, my gosh.
Anything you want to add to what he said, Todd?
Today what you just talked about is you know, reaching second nature. So, and what we mean by that is that, you know, after practice and going through physical therapy and the right channels, you know, you get to the point of where you use your prosthesis and it becomes part of you. So that's something that just takes time. And unfortunately, sometimes people don't give themselves the time to be able to recover fully. So, you know, you're talking the inpatient program of what we do, and then extending it to outpatient, and then extending it to the community program that we're developing here. So it's a longer time frame than someone might normally think to recover from a major, you know, major surgery.
Well, now there's got to be a lot of cost involved. There's been a lot of research done. Obviously, you've come up with prostheses that that work and that make people much more ambulatory than they could have been maybe 40, 50 years ago. This, sure. But somebody's got to pay for this. How does all of that work? Just in a nutshell.
Insurance companies will cover the cost of the prosthesis, and they cover the, you know, the cost of the physical therapy. So that's something that people have to just investigate. All insurances are different,
right?
But you get a pretty good coverage for prosthetics. You know,
what is your association with quality here?
Yeah. We work. We're a national company, CareRight Centers, and we came down to the area. And over the last few years, we've worked with and came in and purchased four facilities here, four quality facilities, five-star facilities for the most part, and the parent company, CareRight, is committed to the community and wants to make sure that the resources that we provide are second to none. And so this program, the amputee program that we have, is funded by CareRight for our sister facilities throughout the country. And so we have 24, soon to be 25 facilities in New York metro area, in Florida, in Tennessee. And the things that we do for them is funded by the corporate company to make sure that we provide the services that's needed for all these folks. Mm-hmm. And so the program, the Amputee Walk-In School Community Program, it's a free program. We want to provide services that are going to extend through the subacute facility, so they get excellent care, but they run out of time. The bottom line is they run out of time. We're slow healers as diabetics. Some folks may not even get the leg until after the rehab process is over. You only get 100 days under Medicare. So a lot of times these folks don't get the leg well into the rehab process, and what happens quite often is they'll go home and the legs end up in the corner of the room. People decide to stay in wheelchairs. Through this program, through the community program, they come back out, we keep them motivated, we give them goals to set, and they have to go home and do their homework. And if they take this and do the things we ask them to do, they're going to be successful. You know, the oldest person we actually work with, Coleman, 101 and a half.
Wow.
And she was an above-the-knee amputee on one side, she was a below-the-knee amputee on the other side, and every single day she walked in restorative. She was a long-term resident, and we just lost her not too long at 106. But she had the will to want to do it.
Yeah.
And that is the bottom line. You want to be there for your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren. And with technology and with a commitment to yourself and your family, it's not out of the realm of possibility. People just don't realize. They just don't realize that amputation, especially for these folks who are trying to save feet with these wounds on them for very long periods of time, when it comes that they have to have the amputation, a lot of them just say no. I'm 80. How much more time do I really have? I'm not going to lose my foot. And then once they have the amputation, guess what? The infection's gone. They heal. They get in a leg and they live life again. But they just can't see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
And that's where we come in. And it's through these stories and through the support that we offer the community that we are really making a significant difference in the lives of the people we serve. And I have to tell you, of all our facilities around the country, this area needs us. There are so many amputees down here, and we want to be here to help them.
Okay, need to take a break right here. We'll continue our discussion with Dennis and Todd in a moment. This is Coleman & Company, FM 98.9. Coleman and Company, thanks for joining us this morning. Dennis and Todd are with us. I'm so blown away with what you do. And I mean, you're traveling everywhere, from what you're telling me, and you're certainly helping people. You've got a program to help people who are amputees. But the thing that I guess I did not realize, and Dennis, you've really brought this out here, how that how many people, because of diabetes right here in our area, are amputees to some degree. Sometimes it may start with a toe, or a foot, but then it depends on the severity of it, what you got to get rid of to get better, I guess.
Absolutely. Lack of circulation. That's the byproduct of diabetes run rampant. And so once they realize that if they have the amputation, it's a life-changing experience, yes, in a positive way, not what everybody thinks is in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to support those folks on a long-term basis the way we are, it's making a huge difference.
Well, now, the fact that both of you are amputees,
right,
and if you're working with somebody and they see that you've been there and done that, that's got to make a favorable impression on them if you can do it. That's not always true, but it helps to bring out more positive approach, I think. You've done it, I can do it.
Well, the best thing about the walk-in school, the amputee walk-in school, which I always say, seeing is believing. So when you come to the program, you get a chance to see what life will be like 3 months down the road or 6 months down the road. So Mr. Jones, who has his amputation at the age of 75, he gets to see somebody who is just like him, went through the same situation, and is up and living life. You know, that is a life-changing moment. That 30 seconds will change somebody's life.
Well, most people who have to experience this, but if they come in with a positive attitude, can really have a lifestyle change and be helped tremendously.
90% is attitude.
Yeah, 90%.
90% is attitude. And support,
okay.
Family support. If you go in with a positive attitude, and you have the family support, you're going to do great for the most part.
How do people find out about you, contact you, avail themselves of what you have to offer, either one of them?
Yeah, well, we have flyers that are made up about the program, and it's a monthly program. There's also information on the CareRight website, carerightcenters.com, our website, amputeewalkinschool.com, so all social media avenues of that. But they hear about it through the healthcare community, through the vascular surgeons, ortho surgeons, the physical therapy departments, and to be able to, as that channel goes down, as they go through their rehabilitation, they hear about the program. We just want them to hear about it sooner, because we can be helping people much sooner after the amputation. Not 2 years later when the leg is possibly in the corner of the room because the person gave up. We want to be able to help them to be able to, get them to get up and going right away.
Yeah. Is that a very important thing, not to delay that, not have the...
There's a big, we've been doing this for so long. I mean, it's almost 30 years now we've been doing this. We've seen a huge difference when we get a chance to get somebody involved in the program right after amputation versus 2 years down the road. There's a huge difference in the outcome, because the person's motivated. They want to get their life back. They're not, when someone's going through the situation of diabetes and vascular disease, and they're deconditioned because they've been trying to save a limb for maybe a year or 2 years. So you're not talking about a healthy traumatic car accident. You're talking about someone that's very deconditioned,
right?
And now the starting point is a very low level. So it's a lot of recovery, so we want to be able to get them involved as soon as we can.
So if folks who are facing amputation, they should know that they have an opportunity for Todd and I to be able to speak with family, talk them through everything. Gallatin Center for Rehab that we have, and also Quality, if they get in touch with our liaisons there, they can be put in touch with us. And we're on the phone all the time to help folks make the decision to go ahead and realize that after amputation, you're going to be cared for. And our two facilities that are you know, closest to here is our Gallatin facility and Quality.
Well, for most of our listeners, Quality Healthcare, mm-hmm, right here out, yeah, on Badua Parkway is where we're talking about, mm-hmm, and they would have the information. They can get the referral done.
Yeah. And every month we come in and we run the program, as I said, each month. So the next community walk-in school is going to be right at the Phoenix Outpatient Rehab. But every month we come in, it's like an amputee support group for our folks that are in-house at all our facilities. So we come into Quality and we meet with the amputees, and if they have their leg, we work with them right then and there. And so we're working side by side with our physical therapist. So although we only come in monthly, which doesn't seem like a lot, it's like I said, Coleman, it's an amputee support group / wellness training program. Mm-hmm. And the program's being run every day by our therapists. So we have an incredible program going on, and it crosses over to stroke and to TBI, a lot of the techniques. So it's a very, very, very well-rounded program.
Was this much available when you?
Oh, gosh, no. Oh, no. We had to do this all on our own. You know, we were fortunate, though. We had a physical therapist who, to this day, we are so grateful, because he put us on this career path of changing the lives of more than 25,000 amputees. He went beyond. He went beyond what traditional rehab was and became our track coach.
But I saw it through my recovery. I was a cancer patient, so I lost my leg to bone cancer. I was on a year and a half of chemotherapy. So when I got started, you know, through that chemo, I was so weak I could hardly walk 10 feet. So that starting point in recovery, it took a long time. And at that point in time, I was, you know, 16 and a half, 17 years old.
Really?
So from there, you know, and just everything we did, and then getting involved in the Paralympics, you know, I had no idea what the Paralympics were, that they even existed. You know, I just was a kid that wanted to learn to run again. So from there, it was a whole different avenue of to continue to train. You know, therapy was over, but training for life began. And that's where a lot of people internally, they have to say to themselves, you know, I just want to get back to walking again. The training that you do for that is very similar to what we did. You know, you have to get back and strengthen your muscles, build your endurance, and the prosthesis has got to become second nature. But it takes a lot of repetitions for that to happen. If you're just walking around the living room in your house, you're not going to get enough steps in. You got to get more steps in. You got to get out into the community. And that's what we hope that people will do with this program, is to get back out in your community, enjoy it.
I've got to ask, where do you live?
New York.
Live in
Long Island, New York.
Well, you didn't think we're from around here. I'm from Long Island as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And you come here once a month.
Once a month, yeah.
Where else do you go?
We're in Pittsburgh, in Ohio. In New York, we're fortunate in New York. We have 11 facilities, so we're pretty busy in New York. We're in Connecticut. We're in
New Jersey.
Michigan. Kentucky. Indiana. All these places
The two of you get together?
It was kismet.
Actually, our first competition was in Nashville, Tennessee, 1986.
Yeah. And that's history where we met. Here in Nashville, yeah.
Both getting on the plane together. It's actually Dennis's father picked me up. My house, because I wasn't driving yet, and brought me to the airport where we met, and then went down there, competed, and then realized we both live on Long Island, and we decided to start training together.
And we've been together ever since.
This is amazing.
30 years I've been with him, Coleman. 30 years.
But you have something that is vitally important.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the difference you can make in somebody's life who has experienced the amputation.
Yeah.
Is it primarily feet? Legs that you deal with?
Lower extremity amputees.
Yeah, but there's a bigger push within our organization and with our group, which was never really on our radar. And folks that are suffering with wounds on their feet and have been told that they need an amputation and won't have it. We have this beautiful woman right now at one of our facilities who just lost her leg below the knee, and we met her yesterday. And we was speaking with her, and the doctor had mentioned that she doesn't have a circulation on her other side. She was excited about having the other leg amputated because she realized she was going to be able to get up and walk and live life. And as a bilateral, we've worked with thousands of bilateral amputees. That woman, to me, in 30 years of doing that, is one of my greatest inspirations to get that word out. because she realizes that that other foot is not going to allow her to get up and walk again if she doesn't have it amputated. So she's going to be a bilateral below the knee amputee, and she's going to be walking. I have video of another gentleman who's at our facility. His first day, he same thing, lost his first leg to diabetes. He lost his second leg 6 weeks ago. He wound up getting his second leg on Friday. I have video of him right now walking down the hallway back and forth. Well, and this is one day after he got his leg, after he went through the rehab process.
Wow. We're about out of time here, but one thing you impressed on me here is the fact that if you lose a limb, it's not the end of the world.
It's a life-changing experience in a positive way, and that's what folks have to start realizing.
Yeah.
Life goes on after amputation, and that's where we have to get that word across to them so they understand that and show them.
If people want to avail themselves of your service, contact Quality Healthcare.
Absolutely.
Here out on Bedour Parkway, the place Dixie Taylor started. When we mentioned all that, everybody knows what
Amazing.
We're talking about. And in Gallatin...
Gallatin Centers.
Okay, Gallatin. Well, thank you both for being with us today. I've enjoyed this a lot. Hopefully, it's encouraging to those who have that that challenge in life of being an amputee. And Dennis and Todd have proven that life doesn't end then.
And
you've got a great program to assist people in doing this.
Indeed.
Okay, thank you both. That
thank
is it for Tuesday. Hope you'll join us tomorrow for Coleman & Company. Until then, I wish you a terrific day.